This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens. It's 3 o'clock. That means we all know what is coming, and I got to tell you, I look forward to three-point stance every day, Fitzy, but I am looking forward to this three-point stance as much as I have ever looked forward to this segment, thanks to our friend Stiz and thanks to CBS's interview with Bill Belichick. So, with no further ado, it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
180!
319!
118!
Yeah, there we go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance. Today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Andy, I know you were gone for most of last week, but the number hasn't changed. You call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Got it?
I absolutely have it, and I can say this with all confidence. If I'm ever in the situation where I reach that point and they're like, you need to call a lawyer,
yeah,
I will be calling that number because it's the one that's just burnt into my head. So he will get my business. Hopefully he never needs it.
Do you ever do you have any numbers that you can still remember by heart? Because I feel like with by heart, huh?
Oh,
because
yeah.
With the iPhone, it becomes harder and harder to remember.
I remember my very, like, when I was 5 years old, my landline, 5690501.
I remember,
okay,
the home phone, my dad's office number,
yeah,
my college number, my first apartment,
yeah, remember,
number, all that.
They're all old, though. All,
yeah,
the numbers I remember are old. They're from the past. Like, if you said, what's your buddy's cell,
yeah,
phone,
exactly,
what's this, I would know no modern numbers.
Right.
Other than my own. Other than the one I have to give out. I would know.
Do you know your wife's by heart,
yes,
right now?
Because, okay, it used to be mine.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
What about your
dad?
Children.
Took it from you.
Do not know my kids.
Don't know your kids.
Do not know their phone numbers. Don't
you
know.
Don't?
Nope. But I do remember some. I thought you were going more with like 1-800-54-GIANT. I still remember some of those,
yeah,
ad,
yeah,
numbers that
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Yes, 877-CARS-FOR, but that's an active one.
That is. As is 617-777-7777 for Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Okay, as it is 3 o'clock, we have two hosts and my good friend Stiz, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories floating around the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Stiz. Each host and Stiz will have 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance, and after each is gone, we'll open up the floor for discussion, and gee, I wonder which one will be discussed today. Andy, you will lead us off as always. Are you ready, my friend?
I am indeed.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
Okay. So there were a couple WTF moments for me this weekend on social media, just reacting to the sports world. One we'll get to in a moment. You all saw it. It involved Jaren Duran and a fan of the Cleveland Guardians. Just a, I don't know what was going on kind of moment. But there was another one in the UFL, in case you didn't notice. Samson Nakua. And you're like, Nakua? That sounds like a fancy name, like, I don't know, Puka Nakua. It is indeed his brother. He's not in the NFL. He's in the UFL. And as the headline on TMZ says, appears to slap a fan. No, no, no. I saw the video. He slapped a fan. They were going at it behind the bench in a, I believe he plays for St. Louis, or he was Detroit in St. Louis, whatever.
That
Michigan
is correct.
Panthers in, uh-huh, St. Louis. Slapped a fan. And then we had Jaren Duran. After he flies out, a fan clearly made reference to his suicide attempt that was spoken about in the clubhouse. What the hell is going on between players and fans right now? I don't even need to know all the details. Can we all just take a step back? Can we all just boo and tell players you suck? Like, there should be a physical line between fans and players, and there should be a theoretical line between fans and players. I love sports hate, Fitzy. You know this. I love sports hate. I believe rivalries and animosity are part of what makes sports great, but it should never cross over into the physical and should never really cross over into the personal where you know it's not right. And I know we all know this on the surface, but I don't know what happens. You get some beers, you get some adrenaline, whatever the hell happens, stop it. Just stop it. You're going to ruin sports for the rest of us, you idiots.
Wow. That might be my favorite three-point stance to date of yours.
Thank you.
Well-rounded, on time, timely, paternal, and logical. And I have a very, I think I have a very good explanation for why people are acting a fool the way they are acting out and being emboldened. And I'll get to that after our next two stances.
Beautiful. Alcohol. I think that's probably part of it. That's got to be a little part of it.
As a matter of fact, it does pertain to social media. And I think the world needs to adopt the Craig Ferguson, the former late night or late night host on CBS, who had a very simple rule about social media. It was, does this need to be said? Does this need to be said by me? And does this need to be said by me right now?
Oh, that's
the answer
a good
to that
life.
Question.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a good like life lesson.
If
that's
you do
a great life lesson, but it's even more pertinent to social media. And the answer to it 99% of the time is no.
Yeah. Social media would really crash and burn if you asked the question, does this need to be said? All right. We're moving on here. No more social media.
Craig Ferguson, also highly underrated comedy host and a brilliant writer in mind. But that said, I just wanted to share that before it fell off of the top of my mind. Dan?
Yes, Fitzy?
Should I present my stance?
I think that would be fantastic. Are you ready to do so?
I am indeed prepared to do as much, friend.
All right, well, let me give you 60 seconds, and they start now.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Travion Henderson, Travion Henderson, Travion Henderson, Travion Henderson, Travion Henderson, Travion Henderson. My God, I'm still in disbelief. I am shocked. I am stunned. I am blown back. I can't believe what I just watched this weekend. It feels like a brand new experience as a Patriots fan, because for what seems like the first time ever, many of us in Pats Nation, be we media fans or people that deign to try to straddle the line between the two, fell in love with a lot of people, players, which I tell you not to do over and over again, because developing draft crushes like the Ladd McConkeys of the world and more usually only leads to heartbreak, frustration, disappointment, and then referencing that heartbreak, frustration, and disappointment via social media, in person with friends, at games, and on the radio over and over again. But for the first time in what I can remember as a lifetime of Pats fandom, the Patriots actually drafted several players many of us wanted them to draft. Players that are fast, players that score, players that are tough, players that are elusive, players that score touchdowns. My God, you want proof that it is a brand new era of Patriots football? McDaniels, Cowden, Vrabel, Wolf and company bring you Kyle Williams and, yes, the aforementioned Travion Henderson.
I was firing you if you didn't play that there. I don't even have that power, but I was going to do it anyway.
Oh my God. Travion Henderson, kid, yeah, come on. Thank you, Miami Dolphins. I could have just said thank you, Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
You do need to thank the Miami Dolphins because they saved your little football fantasy, whatever the hell you got going on back there.
And I'll tell you what, I hope that guy's a legitimately good player. Why? Because I want the Dolphins to have a much better offensive line and be a tougher team? No, because what that basically does, Andy, is validates the opinions, analysis, and scouting of the Pats scouting department, Vrabel, Cowden, Wolf and company. So,
oh, you're such a homer, says Dark and Stormy Nights in the Twitch chat.
Fine. Oh, you're such a, he's such a homer.
He's such a homer. He's such a homer.
I'm such a homer. Hey, homer. Yeah, that's me.
Rather Be Golfing 95 says such a honk. That is accurate. Jesus, relax, he also said.
No.
All of which apply.
Yeah.
Now is the time to get fired up, people. Be excited. And I can't tell you,
it's true.
Between the radio, social media, working a card show in Portland, Maine, where I gave away an inordinate amount of autographed Ted Johnson football jerseys. Shut up, Stiz. I can't tell you how many people said the same thing over and over again. It's just fun to talk Patriots football again because there's legitimate hope in the air as opposed to trying to convince yourself you should be hopeful or optimistic, which was the last several springs and summers.
There are also some that believe the Patriots sort of put out the homer signal and you saw it in the sky and reacted accordingly today. Mm-hmm. Any truth to that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Hey, here's Fitzy. I'm very happy. Andy Hart. Oh, I brought some rain for your parade.
Well, you weren't happy on Thursday night. You were cranky about
that.
The
but
Will
that's
Campbell.
Why I told you and Big Ted at Buffalo Wild Wings and everyone else in the back of your cheese curd filled canvas in Green Bay that I love draft day two the most. It is my favorite part of the NFL draft. Day two, put it this way, Andy. Night one of the NFL draft, it almost feels like the New Year's Eve of the NFL draft. Whereas, like, the Thanksgiving of the NFL draft is night two. Like, that rounds two and three are the absolute best because you're still getting basically round one talent, but it goes a little longer. There's more trades, and you find these guys that make massive impact out of nowhere, or players you never heard of that are supposedly awesome, like Jared Wilson. I digress.
Your holiday calendar is a little interesting, but your point is well taken on that one.
You see the parallel.
I do. I do.
Anyway, let's mock Stiz.
Yeah, Dan Ball, take control and let's get us to what we all want, baby.
Okay, Stiz.
I am ready, Daniel.
All right. Well, you're 60 seconds, and I'm sure you'll need all of it to try to defend your boy or whatever your topic is. Starts right now.
First off, I just want to say I've never had cheese curds, and they sound disgusting. But that's neither,
you sound disgusting.
That's neither here nor there.
What a great reply.
Yeah, that's
you have a hard candy shell.
So when I woke up on Sunday afternoon, I knew. I saw this Bill Belichick video.
It's the most is grimy line of it.
And I knew that I was going to have to defend my boy, my Lord and Savior, Bill Belichick, the reason for all the Patriots' success. And so I sat down at my kitchen table and I got to work on how to defend my guy. And I'm here to tell you. Yeah, I got nothing. This was the cringiest thing I have ever seen. I just don't, the tattered sweatshirt. Like, I mean, this, I just don't know. I think he may be being held hostage, and he may need to send in the Navy SEALs or something.
No, because Stiz,
this
honestly,
was insane. Insane.
No, it's like, I'm going to straight up, like, this is a cry. Like, first, well, the Navy sweatshirt, I'm going to forgive. Because I truly think that was his dad's. Is that confirmed or validated, Andy? Like, do we know, is that his dad's sweatshirt?
Oh, I don't know for sure, but why did he need to wear it? He was at his high school. He was at his original high school down in Maryland or wherever the hell it was.
Yes, which is but like wearing it is such an ultra hardo move on top of it, all things like, hey, look, I'm such a football guy. Here's my dad's Navy sweatshirt. Like,
and you know, she
it's
told
not
him
a great
to wear
look,
it.
But
yes.
It's like, oh my God, like, this is the whole thing. Like, sir, are you okay? Please blink twice if you need us to step across your door frame. Like, call 311, 811, 411, 911. Like, wellness check, aisle Belichick. Andy, this thing, the optics on this were awful.
Welcome to my side of the street, everyone. I told you this months ago when she was dragging his ass around by the hand. He was shuffling along. He didn't look happy. I told you. I would offer to go help him. Despite our differences over the years, we had ups and downs in our relationships. I would have driven to wherever he was, picked him up. We could have done one of those old school things, gotten a van and just thrown him in. Ted could have helped me. We could have used the minivan we had out in Green Bay, and we could save him.
This is a great idea for a viral video. Let's Stiz, you drive. Dan, you're on the maps.
Okay.
We'll get Ted. Well, no, Ted doesn't want to come. Hard. It's just you and me. We go there like in old school, like
yes.
When Will Ferrell jumped
save
out of the
ass.
Parking lot. Yes, and like Celtic pride, except it's now not kidnapping the best player so the Celtics can win. We need to go rescue Belichick.
Because this is not funny anymore. It is sad. It is sad for a guy, whatever you think of him personally, who was once on People Magazine's Most Powerful Men in the World. Most power, not in sports, in the world. And now this guy is a universal laughingstock. He is. I know he doesn't monitor it. He says he's on social media, but he doesn't actually monitor it, except he knew when they called him a predator deep in the weeds of a comment on some Facebook page or something.
It was on IG or yeah. Something. Like that. That's so minute. I don't understand what that was all about.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Here is the context, by the way, for the Navy sweatshirt, because they addressed it off the top.
Coach, thank you for doing this. What's going on with this sweatshirt?
Well, you can see I've worn this one for a while.
Do you remember how you got the cut here?
No.
Oh, I've worn this one for a while, huh?
Like, why are you wearing it? I didn't ask if you wore it for a while.
Because Jordan told me to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I love also that nationally us calling her, I feel like we're the first ones to start calling her Jordan, that it's like starting to pick up steam.
She might get mad, too. And eventually maybe she'll call
might?
Us and yell and come might? After
us. That's ideal.
How's our request Andy, for an interview? Is it still going well?
Hey, Andy, yeah, I'm still getting the bounce back.
I can confirm. Andy, I can confirm without naming names she's none too pleased with how the CBS interview is being received.
Okay, well, I thought, wait, her job. I thought she was like a social media PR expert. I thought she was the muse.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah, I know we're not talking. And then the glare. That was the glare. You know, they do like red flags on social media, like dating red flags. That glare right there, Bill, if you didn't know before now, that glare was get the hell out of this relationship red flag.
By the way,
you say red flags, Andy, and I just want to read on Bill Belichick's Facebook page. Belichick is marked safe from Jordan Hudson.
It is unreal. Yes, Dan.
Her Instagram name, by the way, is capital J, lowercase O-R-D, capital O, lowercase N. So even she says Jordan in her Instagram name.
See? She picked it up from us.
That's right.
We're not talking about this.
We're not talking about
it. No. No.
My favorite part is actually him. No.
No. No, honey.
Like, no. No.
By the way, that guy, I'm with Jones and Keith and the Midday crew. That guy came across like $1 million. He did his homework. He was prepared. Very professional. There is no way anybody can say fake news or that's gotcha journalism. I'm not falling for that up here in Alaska. No, 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 no. This guy composed and conducted himself appropriately.
Yep.
Asked relevant questions, pointed out the relationship, and if Bill's like, oh, I'm not really concerned about all these things, I've never concerned myself with what other people are saying, that's fine. But the rest of the world is fascinated, if not almost now horrified, by what's going on. How does Bill Belichick, Andy, you can speak to this because you work there and you are privy to probably more of the, you know, modus operandi than any of the rest of us. How is this man blind to the idea that we're all like, no, but she's 48 years younger than you?
No, he's not blind to it. He's well aware of it. He knows everything that's being said. He doesn't care. Or I do wonder, you know, he's not getting any younger. And we all have parents or neighbors or whatever that get into their 70s and 80s that start to lose their fastball mentally, lose their fastball in terms of their processing power in their brain. And I just wonder if he's lost a little something.
Is that why my dad hired a random secretary who didn't get paid once and so she lit his car on fire 12 years ago?
That could be it. Could be also why the woman up the street came in and was sitting down at our dinner table and we were like, what are you doing here? And she thought she was in her house. Oh, yeah, geez. Brains tend to fail as you get a little older. Yes, Stiz, speaking of failure, your failure to defend Bill Belichick, what do you have now?
But I just want to say, I still have no problem with him dating a younger girl.
Is that in quotes?
No, he's dating her.
Oh.
And I have no problem with him giving her, you know, hey, be my assistant.
Giving her what?
maybe throws her a couple dollars so she earns her own money.
Well,
but it's getting to the point now.
Hold on. Stiz, can I tell you straight up? Can I tell you straight up now? There is, you know, my job to sort of traffic in the social media, Andy, my job to try to represent the POV of the fans or what the peeps is talking about. And there is now a significant growing din that she's like a paid sex worker.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's giving off escort vibes and it's just embarrassing to this guy that we all looked up to being like the stoic, no nonsense.
Well, you anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
not everybody.
A lot of people.
Some people had issues with him before this. Now, everybody is concerned by this. Is there anyone that's still defending him? When we talked about this months and months ago, there was like a split. I don't know what the percentage split was, but there was a
50-50.
Leave the guy alone. You're going to tell me if you're 74 and you can get a 23-year-old, you're not going to do it. There was more of that pushback. I feel like the longer this goes, the more it evolves at North Carolina, this interview, different things. I feel like the supportive side of Bill is slowly like backing up and moving away from him.
It's eroding.
Yes.
How about Andy? How about also if you're the athletic director at the University of North Carolina, and you just sunk $10 million into Belichick coaching.
Fair.
And like, no, like, what are they saying today?
Yep.
I would love to know what they're saying at Chapel Bill today. What are they saying? Like,
Chapel Bill and also Atlanta and places where people said, wait, you hired that guy instead of Bill Belichick? You put your chest out and you go, you're damn right we hired that guy instead of Bill Belichick. Dan Quinn? Oh, you're going to have a retread Dan Quinn instead of Bill Belichick? Yeah, we went to the NFC title game, and he's not dating a 23-year-old, and he hasn't lost his mind, and he isn't off the rails here.
Right. She's answering questions for him.
Yes,
she's like, the PR person. She was thanked as the muse in his effing book. And by the way, I just want to say this for the record. No, honk me out all you want, everybody. When he was asked the question about no mention of Robert Kraft, wasn't even in the acknowledgments, and Belichick sort of smiles a little bit and then just kind of says, like, nope. Like, I got to tell you, honestly, like, that made me legitimately sad. That made me legitimately sad. Like, I'm sorry. However he may have meddled, whatever, however acrimonious the breakup may have been, to not even, that would be like being married for 25 years, having several beautiful children, getting divorced, then writing a book about your life and never mentioning your wife or your husband. Like, it just feels wrong.
I have to ask about Robert Kraft, because 24 years together, 6 Super Bowls, unless I'm wrong, he's not in this book. How come?
He's not. Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football, and it's really more about the ones that I've experienced directly.
He's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
Yeah, I bet.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
So it's about Bill Belichick's life lessons in the sport of football. So he's telling us he learned nothing from Robert Kraft for 20-plus years building the greatest football dynasty in the history of the game. That's what he's telling us right
there. Learn more from Jordan.
More from Jordan. He mentions various players that he learned from. I haven't read the book, but I've read some excerpts and some things that sort of detail people that are in the book. He learned nothing from Robert Kraft. That's what he's telling you. Nothing in 20-plus years together running a franchise.
I just refuse to believe that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. It's not right. It's sad, and this is Bill being vindictive and then trying to explain it. This whole interview,
spite.
I don't know if Jordan made him do it. I don't know if the publisher made him do it to try to sell some books. I don't know if that's, I'm sure that's what this is all about, but I don't know who forced his hand to sit in that chair with that sweatshirt on. But this was a debacle, and I don't think he didn't do himself any favors. He didn't do the book any favors. He didn't do Jordan any favors.
He may have done the book favors. What do you think, though? Does this press run stop now? Because obviously you put out a book, you're going to go on a press tour.
I would stop
it now. I'm sure he's going to do Colbert tomorrow, Fallon Wednesday.
You're right, actually, Nick. He may be booked for stuff like that, and it may be something that you can't back out of. But so I wonder, does he learn from any of this?
You can back out of it 30 minutes beforehand, Stiz. They always have Leaping Lanny Poffo's on hold or something.
So we'll get more into this Bill Belichick interview, play a few more clips. Stiz has a few more minutes to try to find a way to defend Bill Belichick, his hero, his lord and savior, as he calls him.
No, but I tried. No.
You got nothing left, Ace? It's over?
I'll,
cut
I'll,
ties?
I'll try to add the one or do some. Maybe I forgot to. It's,
good
it's
news,
bad.
Good news is you don't have to throw away the onesie from North Carolina because it never arrived. Can. So you never have to worry about burning it or throwing
lost
it away.
Somewhere in Cambodia or something like that.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Patriots drafted a couple potential starting offensive linemen. So we go to a former Patriots offensive lineman, Super Bowl winner, to learn what they're in for, talk about arm length, talk about maybe rookie centers starting. Joe Andruzzi will join us here up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Patriots have completed the 2025 NFL Draft. 11 players were taken in total by the Pats, the first four of which were all on offense. In total, they took 5 players on offense, 4 on defense, and 2 more on special teams. The 4 players taken from days 1 and 2, number 4 overall, it was Will Campbell, offensive tackle. Then in the second round, they took running back Trevion Henderson, 38th overall. Then in round 3, a pair of players, 69th overall, wide receiver Kyle Williams, and then 95th overall, center Jared Wilson. New England moves on to phase 2 of their voluntary offseason program today. Roster cuts are expected in the near future. The Celtics beat the Orlando Magic 107-98 last night and are now up 3-1 in their series. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 37 points. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Boston. 2 NBA games on the docket this evening. The Cleveland Cavaliers are at the Miami Heat. Cleveland is up 3-0, and the Rockets are at the Warriors. Golden State is up 2-1. The Red Sox, meanwhile, completed their series victory over the Cleveland Guardians yesterday afternoon with a 13-3 win in the rubber match. Brian Bayo won his second start in a row, going 6 innings and giving up 3 runs, and 6 Red Sox hitters had multi-hit games as part of the victory. Boston is off today. They start a series against the Toronto Blue Jays on the road tomorrow night. 2 Stanley Cup playoff games tonight. Lightning at the Panthers. Florida is up 2-1 in that series, and in the late game, Miami Avalanche are at the Stars. That series is tied at 2. And Mike Sullivan, who led the Penguins to back-to-back Stanley Cups in 2016 and 2017, is out as the team's head coach. Sullivan is a Marshfield, Mass. Native, and sources say he is, quote, keen on coaching again next season. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, continuing to react to the Patriots 2025 NFL Draft. A lot of A's being given out. Will Campbell taken with the 4th overall pick, saying all the right things, making people forget about his short arms and short wingspan and concerns about where he's going to play. People eating up the fact that he goes to the top of the lighthouse and is like, hey, there's a Bass Pro over there. I can get everything I need to go hunting like Matt Light out behind the stadium. He really is. And I said it earlier, I don't know how many more Patriots are more popular than him right now. There's a lot of pushback. You know, there's some people that don't love Drake May. Christian Gonzalez is probably more popular than him. But certainly, before playing a game, Will Campbell is one of the top 3 or 4 most popular Patriots. Speaking of popular Patriots, let's go to the phone line now. Super Bowl champion offensive lineman Joe Andruzzi joining us here on WEEI Afternoons to be our personal offensive lineman expert. How are we doing today, Mr. Andruzzi?
I'm doing great. Hanging in there. I don't know about expert, but I could try.
All right, so you were a guard, played at a high level, some very good offensive lines, won Super Bowls. What have you thought of all this talk of Will Campbell and his wingspan and his arm length? And I know he's a tackle and he's got to deal with the Myles Garretts of the world, but is this properly discussed? Is it overblown? What do you think about all this?
I think it's overblown. I was told I had short arms too, and you know, even though I'm a guard, it was a little different. But Matt Light also, short arm, short wingspan. He's too short to play tackle. Yep, and then you had a great 10, 11-year career, which lasted over the 4 Super Bowls. So I just think it's a bunch of scout BS, you know what I mean? You know, it's one of the things you want those long arms against those guys like Garrett, but, you know, doesn't always help. If you can get it in control, you get your balance, your weight stability. I think he's shown he can do it. He didn't play any like small schools that didn't have pass rushes or run stuffers. So he held his own. He had a great career in college, and yeah, looking forward to watching him block for Drake.
Yeah, Joe, what would you say? What would you say like when scouting or drafting offensive linemen? What would you say like in you know like. Making up like 100% of why you would want to draft somebody. What percentage of it is a skill? What percentage of it is just like strength? And what percentage of it is tough? Because it seems like the kid's got all the charisma and the intelligence and he's got lots of tough, but may just not be, you know, maybe he seems pretty violent and physical as well.
Well, that's just one tough, hard-nosed, physical player. Any position, not just off of the line, but you also want the smart players, too. One thing to make a decision on a fly. And, you know, he definitely seems like he's done that multiple years. That's, you know, why I think they passed him. So I think overall, I think it's a great pick. It was it would have been my pick if I was looking at bringing a guy in and making a draft pick. So I think overall, I think, you know, Braven and the rest of the staff, they right over there. I mean, they got a great quarterback right now, and they need to protect him.
So they didn't just draft Will Campbell to target the offensive line. They took a guy in the 3rd round out of Georgia, Jared Wilson, who some people think is best center in the draft. And what I wanted to ask you about that interior line play center, how hard would it be for a rookie, do you think, to come in, start right away, you know, learning the Josh McDaniels offense and working with a young quarterback? Is that something we should expect? I know they've had rookies start in the past, but is that a big jump mentally for a center?
Well, it depends on, it's not the jump of the center. It's the jump of the center quarterback exchange. Because without that, you don't have a play. That's the beginning of every play, that center and the quarterback getting in sync and understanding how he wants the ball, how he's going to get it. And from that start, you know, everybody else has to follow along. So overall, I think once whoever it is steps in there and gets in sync with May, then you know, he would be most likely the guy, but he's also have that, the smarts to be able to make the calls and control the five guys up front.
We're speaking to Patriots three-time Super Bowl champion, former offensive lineman, and, of course, the man behind the Joe Andruzzi Foundation. Joe Andruzzi here on WEEI Afternoons. Joe, we can't have you on the phone knowing full well who you played for so long without asking you. Did you happen to see a bit of the Bill Belichick clip on CBS Sunday morning? And what do you think? What's up with Coach?
I missed it, but now I have to Google it because you just told me about it. But I was away. I got back yesterday, and you know, I was on vacation with my wife and kids and having a peaceful time. So I was actually right by him. I was in North Carolina, so you know, I should have stopped in, but I didn't get the invite. So
yeah, he probably could have used your assistance. When you Google it and watch it, get ready to be, let's just say, uncomfortable. There's going to be some awkward moments as a former player watching your legendary coach, because it gets weird. It gets very weird. But I don't want to spoil it for you. I'll let you live that organically.
Okay.
Let's ask you then about a former teammate who is now the head coach of the New England Patriots. I know Mike Vrabel, everybody said, oh, he's going to be a head coach. Everybody knew it at the time. But what is your what's your favorite Mike Vrabel story in terms of, I heard he was one of the few that used to bust Bill's balls. Any recollection of that? And what was your favorite story?
He bust everybody's balls, and you know, and we try to bust his back. So, you know, going out there, he was a loud mouth, and he always said he wanted to be a coach, and you know, more power to him. He followed his dream, and you know, he's done it for quite a few years now. So, you know, being able to be a good coach, and you know, my favorite Mike Vrabel story has to be when myself and a few other people, we stuffed a pig's head in his locker.
What?
And,
a real pig?
It was cooked.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cooked.
Okay.
So a friend of mine cooked the pig, and I borrowed the head for a day. And we had put it in his locker, and he came out of the shower. Back then, we had those Nextel phones, and we were, you know, doing the walkie-talkie thing, screaming, saying, help me, I'm in here. And he opened it up, slammed it shut, screamed, and we were rolling on the floor.
You had a Nextel phone in a locker with a cooked pig's head making it. See, this is what we need to bring back. No one pranks each other anymore like that, Joe. It's like
that's culture.
Now there's
you gotta get a hold of the old line. Me, Light, Colbin. We used to. Well, Andy might remember. We used to have a. I used to bring in the silly string and hide behind the cameras when Brady held his conferences in front of his locker.
Yep.
And we used to douse him with silly string.
Yep. I got doused.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a thing. Appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah, it was. No problem. A lot of fun. We didn't get you. We ended up getting Tom.
Sometimes there was a little collateral damage or whatever you would call it, shrapnel.
That's okay. Yeah, that's all part.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Cost of doing business. Hey, Ted, Joe, before we get a little word on the upcoming Joe Andruzzi Foundation golf tournament, obviously, you know, another one of your former teammates isn't coaching the Patriots. Rather, he's playing a little radio with your old pal Fitzy and Andy Hart here on WEEI. Do you have a favorite Teddy Johnson story?
My first game here when I got signed and coming out, and it was you know, pregame, getting warmed up. You want to get a good lather, and you know, you're fitting up, doing this, and my chin strap wasn't strapped, and Ted whacked me, and my head, my helmet went up in my face, bloody nose. I was like, okay, I guess I got to strap up now. Ted was getting game ready.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, he did that to our producer here in the studio. He was showing him the stun and separate technique where he would use the crown of his head to stun linemen. And he got into it a little too much with our guy Stiz, and he kind of scared the hell out of Stiz.
He drove me across the room, yeah. 10 feet.
Yeah, he had flashbacks to doing it to Joe Andruzzi, I guess. So Ted's still Ted. Joe, before we let you go, I did want to ask you, the Joe Andruzzi Foundation Golf Tournament is coming, and it sounds like you guys are auctioning off a pretty cool opportunity for fans. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's the JAF Sweepstakes. Check it out online. We have all 10-time All-Pro, 3-time Super Bowl champ, Matt Slater. Chance to play golf with him. He's a great player, great guy. Have a ball with him. Talk about stories about him. You can bring up his dad, because I always joke around with him that he missed his dad by 4 years. He could have played 4 more years. He could have matched his dad by a 20-year career. But he said he couldn't do it. He was done, beat up. So, but he's coming out for us this year. Check it out online. We're going to have a lot of great players there and have some fun and lose some golf balls and raise some money and help cancer patients and families with my foundation. So it should be great. JoeAndruzziFoundation.org.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great cause. Yeah. Who wouldn't want to golf with Matthew Slater? Who wouldn't want to do anything with Matthew Slater? He seems like kind of the coolest dude on the planet. The entries start at just $10, and you can go to jafsweepstakes.org to enter. Winner will be chosen on May 19th, and you might be able to golf with Matthew Slater, a some people believe the greatest special teams player that's ever walked the planet, and probably a pretty good golfer, too, based on the way he can do everything well. So, Joe Andruzzi, appreciate you joining us, living some of the past with Vrabel and Ted Johnson, our boys, and Silly String and all those good old days. Have a good afternoon.
Silly String, Pig's Head, you know, all the above.
That's right.
Things you can't really say on the radio.
And you still squeezed a lot into this one interview, so we appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All good. I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, Joe. We'll see you June 9th. And Andy, fingers crossed. I've played in and helped MC some of those Joe Andruzzi Foundation golf tournaments. They are a freaking blast. And we're still trying to work to see if maybe you and I can't be involved in a personal and professional capacity this year on June 9th.
So I can just whack a ball all over the course and annoy people and make people angry and maybe drink a couple beers. I did wonder, so Matthew Slater is one of those guys, it's hard to envisioning him losing his cool. I wonder if he loses his cool when he, like, puts one in the water or puts one in the trees, puts one in the woods on the golf
course. You think that's it? Like,
yeah.
Matthew Slater, because he seems unflappable, obviously a man of the Lord, strident family man, always has his equilibrium. But you got to wonder if he just absolutely slices one into the woods in a best ball and loses a hole, like if he doesn't just wrap a 7-iron right around a tree.
Yeah, I would like to see that. Throw his club something just to show that he's normal like the rest of us, that he's not the perfect human being, even on the golf course. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to talk about Will Campbell. Patriots drafted 3 offensive linemen to put in front of Drake May. They drafted a running back, a receiver. This offense looks like it's going to be retooled and ready to roll. We'll talk about that as well as react to a pig's head in Mike Vrabel's locker with a Nextel phone or a Sprint phone. You just can't make this stuff up. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
You know, my favorite Mike Vrabel story has to be when we stuffed a pig's head in his locker.
A real pig?
It was cooked.
Oh.
So a friend of mine cooked the pig. I borrowed the head for a day, and we had put it in his locker. We came out of the shower back then. We had those Nextel phones, and we were, doing the walkie-talkie thing, screaming, saying, "Help me, I'm in here." And he opened it up, slammed it shut, screamed, and we were rolling on the floor.
Beauty of that story from Joe Andruzzi is he's a method actor, so he actually called in on that Nextel phone from 2001. So that was perfect to set the tone. Also, this just came to me. You think the pig, because usually when they cook pigs for those big pig roasts, has an apple.
Pig in a box.
And it has an apple in its mouth. You think the pig had the apple in its mouth while it was in Mike Vrabel's locker there?
I do.
Yeah. That would freak me out, too. Have you ever lived those hijinks?
It should freak any normal person out to just open their... First of all, to hear a voice coming inside your locker. Now everybody has the open concept locker with like little compartments and everything else. It's like a giant fancy backpack or an wardrobe. But like to hear something coming from inside, let alone see a pig's head, I'd wonder about you if you didn't freak out.
And I do wonder, we mentioned this earlier. First of all, have you ever experienced that? Because football locker rooms are not always friendly pranks. Sometimes the pranks seem to cross lines. Like, we had a kid in high school that used to try to, like, light people's chest hair on fire. He would, like, sneak up behind you with, like, a lighter and all of a sudden try to light your chest hair.
I'm sorry. He used to do what?
Try to light chest hair on fire when you were, like, coming out of the shower or heading towards the shower. Also, were people that like to, you come back to your locker and you were in the shower and you forgot to lock your locker during the shower and there'd be nothing in your locker and you're like, oh, my God, how am I going to get home? I'm standing here in a tiny little towel. Naked.
Gotta call my mom with my twig and berries hanging out undercarriage for all. I'm just glad nobody tried to upper decker your locker.
No, I don't need Wes Welker doing that. That was Wes Welker's self-proclaimed favorite prank to do in college.
Did he really?
Oh, he admitted that was his favorite prank.
He would hang a heater in someone's locker?
No, I think he liked to do it in people's various houses in different places, but...
Oh, gross.
Guys...
Not talking about this.
Can we move on?
Well done, Stanley. Well done.
No, but I did want to bring it full circle because it's interesting that Joe Andruzzi and Matt Light and Mike Vrabel and all those guys were at the core of that early 2000s team. And here we are again talking about culture. And I do think that culture includes sort of... pranks and familiarity and fun. It's not just like, oh, this guy was a captain in college, so he's going to be this prim and proper great leader. It's knowing when to break the ice. It's knowing when to bust balls. It's knowing how to push those buttons. And they had a lot of those guys. Gray Rugemer was a backup offensive lineman that used to be in that group. They had a lot of them. And I wonder, as we see this evolve, because I definitely could see... Can't you see Will Campbell busting balls? Can't you see Will Campbell taking part in some pranks with his southern drawl and buying something at Bass Pro and then screwing with somebody? And they're like, that's where you want to be.
But Andy, you can attest to this as well. And we've all heard this from hanging out with Copen and Andruzzi and obviously, you know, Light, et cetera.
But Brady and Castle and everybody.
But the offensive line, it usually has the most personality. They have the most fun. There's so much depth of character, it seems, on the offensive line as well. And that's like, if you could name one positional group on a football team to go out to dinner, beers, or take a weekend with, who would you want to go with?
Oh, definitely the offensive line. Yeah. 100%. No, they're the blue collar closest to whatever. And they used to do it at they've changed the name now. Chickie Flynn's or something used to be called
that was their bar. Yeah.
Yeah, and they would have like southern food or whatever they had there, corn fritters and all these but yes, the offensive line can often set the tone. And it also transpired into Brady. Remember, Castle put Brady's car on blocks and put his tires in his locker for some prank that went wrong. And there was a lot of that. And I actually think that's where you want to get to. And I bet, in a weird way, Vrabel, because he was part of that, will foster that environment. And, you know, like, you don't want to be taking part in it as a coach. But I bet he finds a way to bring some of that back to Foxborough, to Gillette, to the locker room. And I think it'll be a good thing. Long-term for the team.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, with high-character guys like Morgan Moses in there, Garrett Bradbury, who by all accounts is a good dude, Will Campbell seems like an absolute ton of fun. Hell, he was, if you saw that video yesterday of when he took his tour of Gillette on Friday, he was at the top of the lighthouse telling his dad, hey, look, Dad, they got a giant Bass Pro Shop over there. And then the best part was he then goes on saying he's going to get involved in turkey shoots just like Matt Light.
Yep.
A, lots of fun, and B, that he knows his Patriots offensive lineman history. Points for Campbell.
Means he watches games with names.
617-779-7937. Let's mix in the calls. Mike in the car, what are your reactions from the Patriots draft this weekend? What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey, our go-to prank in high school was always the bio freeze and the jock strap. That's a classic one.
Yep. Not talking about this.
Yep.
But, and real quick, did you guys give Andruzzi a tranquilizer before he called in, or what was the story there? I love Joe. He's a great guy, but come on, man. Wake it up a little bit. Anyways, all I wanted to say is, I tweeted this to you on Thursday after the Campbell pick, that I was feeling like the kid at Christmas that got a sweater from grandma, you know? Like, sensible gift. We live in New England, but it's like, thanks, Grandma. I really wanted a PlayStation. But, man, what a difference a couple of days makes. I love where they went after the Campbell pick. I'm even kind of coming on board with the Campbell pick, and I think it just teaches us all a lesson about knee-jerk reactions.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. Yes, knee-jerk reactions are usually made by jerks with knees, like me. The Patriots draft looked better after 3 days. Dan Ball didn't like that joke, so I'll retire that one. Never use it again, Dan Ball. 617-779-7937. Continuing to react to the Patriots draft. Apparently, based on what I'm seeing, we might be taking some calls on favorite pranks when you were growing up playing sports. And we're also going to get back to Stiz's guy. Bill Belichick, we haven't actually played the most cringeworthy part of the interview with CBS. Bill Belichick's awkward conversation with CBS up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Our phone lines are open.